we're away.
Okay, I've just pulled aside Will Morrison, who a few of you on social media may know pretty well. We're at the Beef and Lamb New Zealand Farmer Council annual general meeting, and Will has got a fairly significant role, so I thought I'd pull him aside just before he heads off for drinks. Will, for those that don't know you, give us a wee bit of background to Will Morrison.
Yeah, hello, my name's William Morrison. So I'm a sheep and beef farmer from just north of Marton. So it's a family farming business. We have about 1,500 hectares in two blocks. One is North Island Hill Country, and the other is very, very good fertile flats. So about 50-50% sheep and cattle, breeding and finishing.
If people want to know more about what you get up to day to day, they can follow you on Twitter.
That's right. The handle is at Morrison Farming.
Yep. So if you want to see right along with the farmer basically on a quad, follow Will's Twitter account. Look, you can hear a bit of noise in the background because we just finished the day and we're about to have some drinks, but I thought I'd grab Will. So Will, National Chairman of Farmer Council, we'll talk a wee bit about what you're hoping to do in the role, but give us in your words, what's the purpose of Beef and Lamb New Zealand Farmer Council?
So the Farmer Council is to guide and advise Beef and Lamb New Zealand on the things that need to happen out in the regions with farmers. So that's the things like our extension activities and our research and the projects that happen out in the regions. So there are seven different regions, Farmer Council regions throughout the North Island, four in the north and three in the south. Each of those regions has a Farmer Council. Each Farmer Council has an extension manager or two attached to them, and their Farmer Council has a chairperson. So I was the chairman of the Western North Island Farmer Council, and now for my sins I've been elected as the national chair. So the national executive is made up of the seven Farmer Council region chairs.
Yep. Yeah, so Beef and Lamb New Zealand Farmer Council has really grown. Some of you may remember the old Sheep Council and the old Beef Council, and it was sort of a merger of those and given more of an oversight and, as Will said, an advisory role. And members of Farmer Council now form the Farmer Research Advisory Groups. They help us with research advice, environment, a number of things. They're a really cool, a really great link to farmers and a really great sounding board for us. So, Will, when did you get elected as National Chair, and what's your vision for Farmer Council when you're in charge?
So I was elected towards the end of 2016. I guess my vision is to keep the Farmer Council progressing. We're very, very fortunate that we have a very positive group of Farmer Councillors all around the place. There are different challenges in each region, but we just need to keep working hard to being positive, front-footing the opportunities, the research, the issues, keep updated with our technology. You know, there's a fantastic array of technology options, such as podcasts like we're doing now, that are available to farmers. So just keep everyone really focused on the future and the different ways of learning and improving their farm businesses.
Right. And so we're at National AGM. There's about 130 odd people here, I think,
yep,
because there's a bunch of scholarship students in. But what's been the highlight of the first day of the AGM for you?
The highlight was probably listening to the New Zealand red meat story. So our market development strategy. Beef and Lamb New Zealand have a very, very sort of new concept with their market development program. So we got some insights as that team have travelled around different destinations around the world, looking at what is it that that the consumers actually look for in the value-added sheep and beef meat that they eat, and the insights are fantastic. I guess we produce the stuff, we are very proud of doing it, but we don't necessarily always understand what it is, the reasons why people want to buy it. So we got some really, really cool insights from around the world, and that's going to start to put together a big plan for our industry, which is us as farmers, our industry organisation Beef and Lamb, as well as our meat processors, to really to produce products, but also have that story that that really hits those aspects that the different consumers around the world actually desire.
Brilliant. Yeah, no, it was a really good insight to where they're at. It's a work in progress, but certainly I hope, you know, at some stage we'll have a podcast for an update on where that's at, and certainly farmers will see that when it's rolled out. It's going to be really entertaining. And if you want to know more about Farmer Council, go on the Beef and Lamb New Zealand website. All the Farmer Council contacts are on there, and there's more background about what they do. They're in your neighbourhood, basically. We've got farmer councils right around the country. They're a chance for farmers, if you want to talk to somebody and try and get the ear of Beef and Lamb New Zealand, then that's what Farmer Council are there for.
That's exactly right. Farmer Council are your representatives, and you get to know them, and you can even become one of them if you want to be a part of our team.
Very good. Hey, look, I can hear the drink glasses clinking, so I think, Will, thanks for your time. We'll call it to a close.
Pleasure.